1020. All right. I am going to see Hamilton at the Benidorm this month. Coming up in a few weeks. I am stoked about the idea. I think it's going to be a great time. And I realize that there's a lot of political undertone, obviously, it has to do with Hamilton. And there are people who are taking political positions. And if you are, I hear a lot of people on the right saying, I don't want to go and see that. And people on the left saying, I can't wait to go see it. And then there are those that are wondering, well, when you go, are we just being entertained? Are we getting some history here? Well, what's going on? Well, joining me right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Richard Bell. He's a tenured professor with the Department of History at the University of Maryland. And Dr. Bell, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
I do. I appreciate you making time for me on this Sunday. It means a lot to me. When it comes to my opportunity to see Hamilton in a couple of weeks, should I expect mostly history, a little bit of history, mostly be entertained, kind of a little bit of this? What should I go in there expecting?
Hey, it's a lot of this and it's a lot of that.
Okay, I'll take that.
This is a great show. This has something for everyone. Of course, this is entertainment first and foremost, right? These are singing, dancing, founding fathers. But at the same time, this is a vehicle for the playwright, who's something of a genius, Lin-Manuel Miranda, to tell most Broadway audiences who don't think very much about the Revolutionary era or the period that came after it, an awful lot of solid political history. If you knew nothing about this period, you would walk out of Hamilton feeling like you knew a lot.
Interesting. So what was your impression when you first saw it?
So I've been very fortunate. People who've seen Hamilton more than once will always tell you how many times they've seen it because they're very proud of that.
Okay.
I've seen this show three times. I've been really fortunate to see it in a few different cities. And I saw it in London, which is where I'm from. And you might imagine that some of the scenes with King George play a little bit differently in London than they do on this side of the Atlantic.
No doubt.
But my first impression is that this is something that everyone is going to enjoy. Even us historians, sometimes we can be sour pusses, sometimes we can be nitpickers. And even though there are a few things the show gets wrong, for the most part, it gets a tremendous amount right. It teaches you a lot about how the revolution was fought and won. It teaches you a lot about just how nasty national politics was after George Washington left office. And that's something that resonates, I think, with us today in 2019.
Help us better understand that. As a tenured professor in history at the University of Maryland, how much of what we're experiencing today is just a repeat of a couple hundred years ago?
Well, it's a good question. I'm not sure that history repeats itself, but I do think history rhymes from time to time, and I do think you can find echoes in the past of some of our political moments today. But one of the things I would draw attention to is when the comparison between today and the past breaks down a little bit. One of the issues that's really in tension in the show is the idea that Alexander Hamilton, the real flesh and blood founding father, was an up by his bootstraps immigrant success story who should be a hero to immigrants today in 2019. And obviously his rise from almost nothing growing up in the Caribbean to being the first Secretary of the Treasury under George Washington is an incredible story of socioeconomic mobility. But one of the things the show sort of glosses over, which would actually complicate the show a little bit more if they'd done some more with it, is Hamilton's politics once he gets into power. He is someone whose financial plan seems to concentrate wealth in the hands of the wealthy. And he is someone who, when he's out of office, supports President John Adams's plan to censor and deport immigrant people who disagree with the government. This is something that many people don't know about the real flesh and blood Alexander Hamilton, and it doesn't make it into the musical and makes him a much more complicated figure than perhaps the singing, dancing main character we see on stage.
Were you surprised that there was a musical done that focused on Hamilton? I mean, of all the characters that we could have done a musical about, regarding the founding of this country and the early stages of it, that it was Hamilton?
Yeah, absolutely, I was. I think most people were, right? I think if you've ever seen the famous YouTube video where Lin-Manuel Miranda, back in, I think, 2009, goes to the White House for an evening of song and poetry and does one of the numbers from the musical he's working on, from the Hamilton musical, and says in front of the audience to the president and the first lady that he's working on a hip-hop musical about the first secretary of the treasury, everyone in that room laughs, including the president. But, you know, 10 years later, who's laughing now? This is a juggernaut, a commercially tremendously successful musical. This past week, it became, I think, the first Broadway musical ever to gross more than $4 million in a single week on Broadway. It's been tremendously popular as well as profitable. And a lot of that has to do with the decision to turn a story about the founding fathers, and in this case, the first secretary of the treasury, into a hip-hop musical. And that's a genius decision because hip-hop is the language of protest, of struggle, and of ambition, and of defiance. So it's a really smart fit for the ambition, protest, struggle, and defiance of the revolutionaries trying to throw off Old England and King George and build something new for themselves. It's a genius fit.
Dr. Richard Bell is joining us. He's a tenured professor, Department of History at the University of Maryland. And we're talking about Hamilton that is in Pittsburgh right now and will be throughout the month. And the performances are at the Benedum. Now that we've had this unbelievable success with Hamilton, so oftentimes people then see great successes and then say, you know what, we're going to do something else just like that, something else just like that, you know, second and third incarnations. Can you see this being done with others in that same era? Or do you think that, okay, once you've done this, you just can't go back and do another one again?
I don't think you can go back. I think this is a one-off. I think this is lightning striking Broadway, striking American theater, and they've been quick to roll out, you know, productions around the country. You may know that every night that the show is playing in Pittsburgh, it's also playing in, I think, Hartford, Connecticut on another tour. It's playing in London, as I mentioned. It's playing in Chicago, in New York, of course, and I think a new production just opened in San Francisco. So the producers are being very savvy about seizing their moment. Now, I do not think that we should have musicals, hip-hop musicals, especially about every founding father. I think this is Lin-Manuel's genius to see that opportunity and take it. Though I would say, if you're looking to write a musical about other founding fathers, Tom Paine, the author of Common Sense, lived an extraordinary life, and his life is perhaps suitable for some sort of treatment, though perhaps hip-hop might not be the right way to go.
Okay. For people who use entertainment as a way of learning history, my father was one that if he saw a movie about something, that he went into the idea, well, that's the way it actually happened. And obviously it's not, but anyway, if people who watch Hamilton are then fascinated and want to learn more about who he was, that era, the experience, and not be a dry academic book. Is there a documentary or a book that you would recommend to learn more about him?
Sure. I'll recommend three things really quick. First of all, there's a great PBS documentary about the making of the show and the real Alexander Hamilton. It's called Hamilton's America. If you're a PBS member, you can find it on their website. Well worth watching.
Okay.
Many people will know that the show itself is based on a biography of Hamilton, a 700-page biography, but a very well-written one by the historian Ron Chernow, which is C-H-E-R-N-O-W. I think it's just called Hamilton. That's worth a look if you want to see the original source material that Lin-Manuel Miranda was working on. I'll recommend one book by another historian, a friend of mine at Yale, whose name is Joanne Freeman. And she wrote a book called Affairs of Honor. And that's about violence and dueling in the early Congress. Hamilton features prominently because Alexander Hamilton was involved in multiple duels before the one that eventually ended his life when he was shot by Aaron Burr, the vice president of the United States. So if you want to learn a little bit more about political violence, about what duels were, why people did these seemingly self-destructive things mm-hmm. in the first place, Joanne Freeman's Affairs of Honor is a great place to start, and well written too.
Are you coming to Pittsburgh soon?
Yes, I am. I'll be in Pittsburgh this Thursday on January 10th at the Hines History Center. I'll be giving a lecture, actually, about what Hamilton gets right, the musical, what it gets wrong about American history, and why any of it matters. I hope some of your listeners will come out.
I think people will be showing up, because I think that, one, from an interview standpoint, you are absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to hear what you have to say when you come in. And when you do come in, you are welcome back on my show in the evenings if you are here Wednesday or Friday, or we can get together and we'll record something. But I'd love to be able to talk to you some more. Once again, Hamilton Remix is the name of the event that's coming up on Thursday, January the 10th at 7 o'clock. Hamilton Remix, History Meets Showbiz. Tickets, $18 for adults, $9 for kids 17 and under. And the admission includes access to the History Center's 6 floors of exhibitions, including the Smithsonian's Destination Moon, which is off really cool, too. The Apollo 11 mission exhibit. And joining us once again on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Dr. Richard Bell, tenured professor, Department of History, University of Maryland. Dr. Bell, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and I hope you enjoy your visit in Pittsburgh coming up in a couple of days.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely, sir. I want to remind everybody, KDK Radio, proud to announce a new series of events for